another question. So I don't know if I'm allowed to say that I have about 100 of the documents that are going to take on them. And one of the problems that I had was there was huge consensus. There was a lot of duplication of the documents. And there were consensus to lie, for instance, a particular commander at Kirk who exaggerated how many people he had killed.
Absolutely.
Done away with. As well as some of the surveys, the demographic surveys where people in the cities have been changed from experiment and helping into error to make sure that we knew where the curves were and where the errors were. How are you going to, and this was a major challenge for me when I was doing the work several years ago, before it was in your possession, so that wasn't a need for anything, but how are you going to manage this? Because it was really a challenge. And I spent months and months only going over about 100 of the documents.
Well, that's real easy. I'm not going to manage it. That's the challenge of historical research. I mean, the fact that the Iraqis were lying to each other is a huge finding. And the way they lied to each other is a huge insight. If you want to understand why Saddam made certain decisions, you may want to figure out how he was absorbing, how he's relating to his own staff, what incentives he gave to the staff, how a totalitarian society creates an environment by which the regime didn't know what the regime wanted to do or how it was doing it or what the messages were. I mean, that in fact is the real richness of this kind of collection. This isn't about empirical truth that I could somehow stand outside the reality of the Iraqi regime. And that's the core of the question, is what that reality is, what we're trying to get to. So what you said is that, to me, that's one of the great things about this collection.
What's amazing is the precision with which they kept files. Trained by the Stasi in record keeping, they were very thorough in terms of how many Kurds or whatever were killed, what they did and what the reasons were. I mean, it's just totally laid out.
Yeah. Well, I think we'll have to break now, Aja. Okay, well, please join me in thanking the panel.